talking about what's new with Los Angeles Clippers. There's always so much to discuss. Let's jump right in. It's LA Clips Forum.
Hey, Clippers.
It's LA Clips Forum with Jesse and Brian.
Welcome to the LA Clips Forum. My name is Brian Andrew. I'm here with Jesse the Bestie Sandoval. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, based on what happened today, not so well.
Jesse claims he can't hear my dishwasher in the background, so I'm gonna ride this out. Hopefully you guys don't hear it. See, I could have planned this at a different time, but the Clipper game ended. I pushed for my dishwasher to start at halftime and it's still going, so I don't know what's going on. So the Clippers lost the Rock fight today in LA. I didn't walk away from the game like absolutely upset. I just walked away kind of like, damn, like we could have stole that, because it was a game we felt like the Clippers had every reason to lose. We came out flat, we came out slow. We came out not ready. Dallas should have probably went up. They should have been up by 29 at some point, probably, based on how we were playing. But we kept it close. We got the lead at one point. And then in the final 5 minutes or so, I think Ty benched Russ. And since then, Dallas went on a run. Then we kind of made it close. And then the Kleba made a timely three. Luka made a big three. And basically that's the game. I guess we could get into some things that we did and did not like. For the most part, there's not a ton I liked from the game except for Russ. Russ was a positive impact, did a lot of intangible stuff. He was actually a +8 for us, and he had the highest plus or minus on the team. I think that shows what he contributed today. For all the Russ slander, and I do give some Russ slander myself, he was the person who was keeping us in the game today. Do you have any positives you want to talk about, Jesse?
Yeah, I think you pretty much summed it up. I think it was just Russ that was the highlight of the game. His, you know, sometimes he was caught slipping. He was caught sleeping on defense, where you know, he ball watches a little bit. But for the most part, I think he played a really good game. Yeah, it was a bummer of a game, I'll be honest.
Yeah. So as a team, they shot 26.7%, 8 for 30 from the 3-point line. As a team, they only shot 36.8%. So basically, if you look at it in general, you put up those numbers, you're most likely not going to win the game. We were in it though. I think that's something to show that, like, hey, even like I'd probably, if I'm going to Clippers narrative this at all, it's I don't think we were ever down by double digits, but whatever. The Clippers had their bad game and Dallas narrowly won. The Clippers had their bad game today. Dallas narrowly won. The Dallas had their bad game on Sunday. The Clippers were up by 29 at one point. So, but I think the elephant in the room is Kawhi. So, I don't know if pigeonholing Kawhi in this game today led to us being out of rhythm. I would probably say, like, it's not a coincidence that that's the case. He had a decent game defense. Like, he didn't have a Kawhi game, but he got 4 steals. He had quite a few fast break opportunities, to be honest. Still got 15 points. He's not the only one who shot poorly today. He did shoot 0-for-5 from 3-point land. Dallas did a damn good job today defensively. I'll put it to you like that. Like, I think Zoo picked up those two fouls early. Zoo could not get into a rhythm. They were pushing Zoo around in the paint, and then that was making it difficult for players like Kawhi and stuff to get into his rhythm. Harden had a hard time making a shot. Norm has been missing these entire playoffs, and he's here literally to do one thing, and that's to shoot the ball. And he went 2 for 10 from the field, 20%. That's not good enough. He did shoot two for four from the 3-point line, but still, it's not enough. He's complaining about not being considered a finalist for the Sixth Man Award, and he's not showing up for the playoffs. So I think George had a decent George and Harden both had 22 points despite not having their best games. But George's numbers look fine. You just wish he shot the ball more. I don't know if he I don't know. It's like I don't know if everyone was deferring, but the role players did not really show up offensively except for Russ. But he even Russ shot 2 for 9 from the field. So it's just like everyone really had a bad game. And for us to be even in the fourth quarter is somewhat impressive, but there's no moral victories in the playoffs. It's all about results. And so we lost the game. We're going 1-1. We're going into Dallas. How do you feel about going into game three, Jesse?
The fact that we had to say we could have stole the game was pretty, it's like pretty depressing, honestly. We had home court, we were supposed to be taking advantage of it, and we didn't. And now we're gonna go to a hostile territory where, I don't know, it's gonna be a fighting uphill battle. Like, I just feel like Kawhi has to get his legs under. Like, in the fourth quarter, he looked really flat, his shots were flat. It
Yep,
just,
they were.
it was there was just like it was so depressing because like I don't know, like everyone was super hyped up, like, oh, Kawhi's back, Kawhi's back, and like that came out, and like the way he came out in the fourth quarter was just, I know he had his point, he had his moments, and he did help, but at the same time it was just like, man, like when we needed you in the fourth quarter, like we needed you and you were not there, you were not ready. And I get it, you were hurt, but I don't know, like,
Well, to your point,
you have LeBron James like getting gassed out, 39-year-old who like is playing in Colorado, and that to me makes the most amount of sense why he's getting gassed out, right? Like,
it's to your point, and I want to throw this out there is we did complain about the injury thing, and then we did say, like, well, if he comes back, he goes on a run and stuff like that. But we did also say, like, there's going to probably have to be some adjustments they're going to have to make as a team. They did have a rhythm without him. Now we're shoehorning him back in. So, although it's great to have Kawhi back and we need Kawhi to win this series, it is frustrating that he was even injured in the first place and we now have to make adjustments in game two. Now, hopefully, after another good, we have quite a few days off before Friday. So hopefully he has a little bit more rhythm and the team has more rhythm. They could practice with each other. Apparently Kawhi hasn't been playing with contact. I don't know whose sources are whose sources anymore. But to your point, it's like we shouldn't be ha like the fact that we have to be making these adjustments in game two and not the week before the series even started, that's an issue. On the flip side, it's better that it's happening now in game two, in a game we almost won. Like, if we won today after Kawhi played the way he did, then it's like, okay, cool. Then, all right, we go into game three. Hopefully, he's even ready, more ready to go. But it's tied 1-1. We have Kawhi back. We have a few more days before we play again on Friday. On the flip side, it's better that it's happening now than trying to shoehorn him in like game four or five or three or whatever in the middle of the series with where the games are even more important. So either way, it's not ideal, but I think if the team comes out flat in game three, then I think it's like, all right, this was an issue. This was a problem. And like, but until then, it is, I guess, for lack of better words, it is what it is. Got any more thoughts? You're on mute.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I was also gonna mention, like, I don't know, man, like I felt like the game plan was kind of like in the first half, just felt we kind of broke away from it. Like I felt like we were fighting screens in the first game, and then we were having Zeus stay like committed to being the paint, being a presence in there, and then like this game I just saw a lot of Zoo having to go up for the guy who beat like for go up and contest Kyrie's layups, like, because he's getting beat, like, or he's beating the guy that's defending them. So it's not all on Zoo, but at the same time, it's just.
I'll admit there was a few times though where I was like, I really hope the zoo we saw in game one wasn't just a one-time thing.
Yeah.
And I really do think we saw what zoo's potential could be in game one. And I understand that Jason Kidd adapted, and basically all he'd adapted was like, hey, when zoo's down there, you push him around. And that's, it's fair, With the right officiating, he'd probably get a few more calls, That being said, it's like there's those moments when not every shot is hitting on the team, and you really need Zoo to finish at the basket, or you really need him to grab that rebound, or you really need him to not have the ball fall out of his hands. And it's not on Zoo entirely for the team playing poorly. It's just those are those moments where
Yeah.
you're just like, ah, oh, man, like not with when every shot feels so important, we can't afford for you to be the biggest guy on the court losing the ball. And
If
it, yeah.
if we can like if I could sum this game up in one play, I think it's when Terrence Mann did like seven
Yeah.
hezzies and like missed a shot.
And I'm not gonna, like I said, I'm not gonna point this game at the role players necessarily. Like we do need Norm to have more gravity. We need his shot to be more respected. He needs to be better. And we need Terrence Mann to be, he was good defensively, but like he needs to be a little better offensively. Zoo, like I said, needs to hold the ball better. When Mason goes in for those Zoo minutes, like when he's fouled out, Mason needs to be better. But and like I said, Amir Coffey needs to shoot the ball. Like he's really good. He's actually proven to be one of our most consistent players. Like he needs, I don't care Kawhi's back. You need to go out there and shoot the ball. And how should I put this? Like no one played great. This two out of the three stars. I don't know. You could say they should. I don't know. It's you look at this. You look at the box score, and you're like, it looks like they showed up, and it looks like they didn't.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah. It's just one of those things where, hopefully, Ty even said this. I even noticed it in the game. It was like once Zoo got his second foul within like 2.5 minutes of the game, it was just like, oh man, well, there goes that game plan.
Yeah.
And I just feel like the team was afraid to go in the paint. And I understand Lively could block a shot. I know Gafford's really good at blocking shots, and but why are we afraid to take it in on Kleba? Like, why are we letting Luka, act like he's stronger than us in the paint? Like there's moments where Luka was on Zoo, and I'm like, throw it down to Zoo and make Luka do something defensively. Like put Luka in foul trouble. Like I don't. We'll see. Game three is coming up. I'm hoping Kawhi has some rhythm. If I'm Dallas, I'm glad I was able to tie the series up. But I wouldn't feel confident in the way my team's played the first two games. But you are going back home. You tied the series. Now you almost have home court advantage yourself. You're playing against a team that's out of rhythm, so I guess Dallas could feel good about that. But overall, I would probably say like you're not feeling too awesome about, PJ Washington had a great game today. Hardaway may play. I don't know his injury. Luka and Kyrie's been, like, if I'm Dallas, I don't know how you feel. You're like, damn, like l the Clippers l literally play like ass the second game, and we won by 3 points. Now, technically, it was six. Paul George made like a one of those Chris Paul threes where it doesn't matter. But yeah, it's. I don't know. Like, if I'm Dallas, I don't feel confident. But if you're also the Clippers, I don't think you feel that confident either. But if we got one, I think if Kawhi came with it in game three, I think we feel a lot better going on for the rest of the series. But yeah, you got any thoughts before we wrap this up?
We knew it was going to be a dogfight. Luka and Dallas, although we like to shit on them a lot, they are a good team and probably one of the toughest teams in the outside of Nuggets for sure. So it's going to be a fight. And hopefully, like you said, like you mentioned, Kawhi comes up and this has more legs under him and he's conditioned more, I should say. Sorry. And he's ready for game three, and he could show up and be that dominant like force that he is, and that X factor. I mean,
Yeah.
I think it all rides on him. We need him, right?
Absolutely. Real quick, how do you feel that Chris Paul was there?
Yeah, he should have been with the he should have been at the Phoenix game, dude. Like honestly,
I do feel, I'm telling you, like my off-season prediction. I'm not saying he's gonna sign with the Clippers, but my off-season prediction is that he's gonna be linked to the Clippers until he signs somewhere else or whatever. That's my off-season prediction, that Chris Paul and the Clippers are going to be linked all off-season. And don't want that. He was linked with them all last off-season too. So, but then we got Russ, and I feel like, all right, we're not going to do it. But
and then we got Harden, so
yeah, hey, he shouldn't have been at the Phoenix game. We
yeah,
don't want Chris here. All right,
seriously.
yeah, I don't. We're not going to repeat ourselves. Let's get Zoo back in the game plan. Let's have Kawhi have fresh legs. I want Paul George to still cook because he didn't play that bad. I just don't feel like he got the ball enough. And hopefully Harden shoots a little better. Hopefully Russ still brings that energy, and so on and so on. And hopefully we limit the other players on Dallas. You can find our podcast wherever you find your podcasts. You can find us on X at LA Clips Forum. Please say hi. We'll be doing these post games. The next post game episode is going to be interesting because I'm going to be in Northern California. Jesse's going to be in Mexico. I still plan to do a post game episode. I don't think you'll be part of it, huh, Jesse?
I'll try. I will try to make it. I don't
Okay.
know if my internet's gonna agree with me, but we'll see.
Like, I'm assuming there's hotel Wi-Fi where you go, but I'm not gonna force you to be in your hotel room.
It's an Airbnb.
Yeah, I'm not gonna force you to be in your
It's a
Airbnb, because you're gonna be in Mexico City, you said?
Yeah, I'm gonna be in Mexico City.
So I don't know
It's
what the
gonna be a good
times
time.
I don't know what the time zone is for that, but it's at least 2 hours probably from Pacific. So if the game's over at 8, it's gonna be 10 your time. I'm pretty sure you're not gonna be in your Airbnb at 10. I'm pretty sure you're gonna be out living the good life.
We'll see. I don't know. Depending on what my friends want to do, if they want to do something crazy, I'd rather just
You're like, hey,
be
you
at
guys,
home watching the game.
you're like, hey, you guys want to do something crazy? Like, what do you have in mind, Jesse? He's like, we're gonna watch game three of the Clippers Mavs series.
That clip from the Jeffrey Dahmer on Netflix. Sit
Oh,
down. Is it the knife? Sit down. Where are you going? Sit down.
all right, so I'll either find a guest host, but I'll try to keep in contact with Jesse that day. I would not be surprised if we can't. I don't know. Do you have Verizon?
I have AT&T.
Oh,
So that's what happens.
I know Verizon allows you to do North American like international communication, but I don't know if AT&T does.
AT&T does too.
Okay,
But I
so
might be giving you like Hawaii like
I'll
updates, hey man,
yeah, I'm gonna say
I practice
you're communicating with no contact. Okay, so
no contact.
yeah, so all right, so game three might be different. When are you gonna be back by game four? When's game four? Is game four
I
Sunday?
think Sunday. Yeah, it's Sunday. I will be back on Sunday, but I just don't know what time. I have to look at my itinerary, and I think I do get here in the afternoon. So I believe it's a late night game, right? It's not an evening game.
No, it's a
Am I
noon game.
correct?
It's a noon game.
That's a name.
So you might be
Oh,
like,
wrong.
like 3,000 feet in the air or something like that on your flight. So,
Yeah.
so that
My device is
one,
probably by the internet, the airplane internet, and it's gonna be the absolute worst. And I'm gonna spend $30 on it for no reason.
you're just gonna be like with your headphones on, talking about the Clippers to yourself, and everyone's like, "What is he doing?" Who's he
suck.
talking to?
I'm
You're like,
just like.
hey, you're like, yeah, Russ got a plus 34, and everyone's like, dude, shut up. I might still be in Northern California too. I don't plan to be, but I might because I'm not in a rush to get back. So I will play that one
Enjoy
by.
Nordic Cal, dude.
I'll try. We'll play. We're gonna play this weekend by ear, but we just had a 4 minute conversation about what I'm trying to say is we're still gonna do these post game episodes. But yeah, so we're out.
Later.